souls, heaven, hell, and in between. CPR, mouth-to-nose resuscitation. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis 2, verse 7. God created us in the four-dimensional realm of time, length, width, and height. Yet the breath of life is our soul from a higher dimension, and it sets us apart from animals. No matter how much we try to match DNAs, our soul lives inside this amazing and pleasurable machine, our body, and does not die with our body. Professor Stephen Hawking said, "I regard the brain as a computer which will stop working when its components fail. There is no heaven or afterlife for broken down computers. That is a fairy story for people that are afraid of the dark." Seeing that Professor Hawking was a scientist, let us take a look at this scientific experiment. This is an article from March 11, 1907 in the New York Times. In 1901, Dr. Duncan McDougall conducted an experiment that proved that what we refer to as a soul exists, has weight, and is actually something that leaves our body the moment we die. The experiment was conducted on 6 dying patients, 5 men and a woman. The patients were placed on a specifically made reliable weight scale just before dying. Dr. McDougall and 5 more physicians concluded that in each of the 6 cases monitored, a weight loss averaging 21 grams was noted after the patient died. The instant life ceased, the opposite scale pan fell with a suddenness that was astonishing, as if something had been lifted from the body. Animals, not the same results. Dr. McDougall conducted similar experiments on 15 dogs, but the results were not the same. Also in 1917, Twining, a physics teacher at Los Angeles Polytechnic High School, attempted the same experiment on mice and did not get any weight loss upon death. The spiritual buildup of humans and animals are not the same. End of the New York Times article. With our soul comes the freedom of choice, and although mankind is created in God's image, his selfie, which is to be a loving creature, yet we are recreating ourselves by the decisions that we make. This life is the ultimate test of our moral fiber. Will we give or grab? Help or hinder? Share or shoot? Love or hate? The importance of decision making. Dr. Albert Einstein said, "Look deep into nature and you will understand everything better." For example, we have life's parallel in the caterpillars transforming into a butterfly. Right now we are like the caterpillar that feeds on things around us. Our life seemingly ends when we go into a chrysalis, resembling our coffin. It is hard for us as caterpillars to see beyond this point. Nevertheless, depending on the decisions that we've made in our life, we will either metamorphose into a sun-loving, pollinating, colorful, angelic butterfly, or into a creature of darkness, a destructive, repulsive, and hairy demon moth. Heaven. This is for those who love the Lord and want to go there. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him, it says in 1 Corinthians 2:9. People who have visited there did not want to leave. Well, what about hell if God is love? As I usually do, I ask questions. If you love Jesus, then why did you say 3 times in Mark chapter 9, hell is where the worm dies not and fire is not quenched? The answer was simple. The worm dies not. Now, through our wrong decisions in life, we have allowed the worms of selfishness, hate, jealousy, power, lust, etc. to get into us, and they started eating away at our insides. Sometimes we feel it. Oh, this just eats me up, or I feel so rotten inside. That feeling will be there forever, as these worms of selfishness, or whatever worms we have that we want to keep, will not die, unless we repent and ask Jesus to deliver us from these worms. And what about the fire is not quenched? All these fires of us being right, accusing others, and fighting to get even because of the injustices that we feel have been done to us. That is the hellfire that rages and burns us up. We refuse to look to God as we think that God is incapable of doing anything about it. So we take matters in our own hands with, "This I will have to settle myself." The saying, "This just burns me up," will then be reality, as this is what we want. On earth, our fires are quenched by loved ones or the police, but hell is the place where our fires are not quenched, so we can really go to town. Now we have a veil or a curtain hiding the spiritual from our physical facades and forced smiles. When we pass over to forever land, the worms and the flames will no longer be metaphorical, but actual worms and flames of fire that we hold dear. Welcome to hell. To whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever, it says in 2 Peter 2:17. This is another verse that we have to understand. For instance, if we want to go out for an evening, we reserve a table in the place with the ambiance that we personally like. If we like the shady, thick mist of darkness in this life, then we reserve a place in the same darkness for our next life. A place is reserved and our wish will be fulfilled. Light has come into the world, but man loved darkness instead of the light because their deeds were evil. It says in 1 John 3:19. Life is like going to school. If we pass the tests here on earth, then we will get promoted to the next grade. If we don't pass the tests, then we have to take the same tests over again until we learn. NDE, near-death experience. Sandy Rogers committed suicide but was mercifully allowed to come back. She explained that there is no way to escape, that if you try to kill yourself and you succeed, somehow you will have to go back and live your life from the beginning, and you go through everything that was painful in your life, and then you will have to continue from the point where you killed yourself also, so you are not escaping. Beings of Light. This is an NDE by Dr. George Ritchie. He reports that he was led to hell by Jesus and realized that there were beings of light above each angry soul fighting others there. These beings were attending, watching over, and ministering to these souls, although they were completely unaware of them. And these are taken from Life After Life, the documentary Heaven. Everlasting Hellfire. The original Greek languages uses the words aeon, meaning age, or a period of existence. Forever and ever means for an age and an age, until we stop being consumed with our personal misery and acknowledge the need for God in our life to get us out of this hell. Only then we seek to acknowledge the beings of light to guide us out of there. God won't override our wishes. God will not stick us in a can of worms or in burning flames if we come to Him for repentance to change our ways. Never will God throw us into outer darkness if we want the light. He is not a monster. Good works and religion cannot guarantee you a place in heaven. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5. God will not judge you, it says. God judges no man but has given all judgment to the Son. John 5:22. Read the Gospels and see how Jesus is merciful and refused to judge a woman who was caught in extramarital activities that the good religious people were ready to stone. Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." John 6:37. If you feel like you're living in hell already, then come to Jesus. Foremost, it is crucial to stop blaming others or the situation and tell Jesus that you yourself want to become a different, more loving person. Then read the Gospels and let His word speak to you and make you a new person with heaven in your heart today. Well, how important is forgiveness? Do you want to be faced with that person which you cannot forgive now in your next life until you learn to forgive him or her? Forgive now, this second. Say this out loud so you can hear it and God will know that you mean it. I forgive so and so. God, hear me. Jesus, hear me. I forgive so you can forgive me, since you only can forgive me as I forgive others. I take this step by saying it out loud so that you can work the miracle in my heart and mind and can erase these hurt feelings that I carry with me. Forgiving is not between you and the person, but it is a transaction with God. You decide to trust Him to take care of things, and you will hold no grudges. Then is the question, can I bring some of my wealth? People like the pharaohs place some of their wealth in their tomb for their next life, hoping to bring their hard-earned wealth, power, and pomp with them when they die. This is not a fallacy or a myth, but you can invest in your afterlife, and you can send funds ahead. How to send funds ahead? It's in the Proverb 19:17, He that has pity upon the poor lends unto the Lord, and that which he hath given, he will pay him again. If you want to be rich in the next life, then help the deprived in this life. What you give is the same amount that you will lend to the Lord, which he will repay with startling interest. He that gives unto the poor shall not lack, it says in Proverbs 28:27. If you want to be assured of not lacking during the difficult days of recession, then give to the needy. If you help, then the knife cuts three ways. You have the joy of knowing that you help someone, you and your family will not lack, and you invest in your future for eternity. Please read the pamphlet No Cold Callers, Please. Also the Gospel of John. At johanpeters.in you find pamphlets like these on all kinds of subjects. You can download 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but here all downloads are 100% free. And there's no cookies and no info requests.
So we can spread the news.